So what's the latest news in terms of what you're hearing, too, regarding Ebola and other issues?
Well, the John was just saying that. Well, John, why don't you say what the mortuaries, what the CDC is telling the mortuaries?
Well, a couple of things in that regard. Yeah. CDC is basically ordering these funeral homes to use hermetically sealed caskets, and the funeral director saying, "Well, there is no such thing. If they had that tight a seal, we couldn't get them opening." So what the CDC is asking for doesn't exist. Keeping in mind the CDC has thousands of tight-fitting caskets in storage, those big three-person plastic caskets that they've had for a number of years in storage in open fields. In addition, there's a group called the National Nurses United. It's the nation's largest nursing union. They made a statement today that 87% of their members are not trained to deal with Ebola. So that's a very concerning statement.
Right. I'll extend that number. 87% are admitting they're not trained. The other 13% are ignorant that their training is inferior.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
A little humor there will actually highlight it. Actually, when people think they're trained, I can fire 20 questions at them, and they would fail on 18 of those 20 at least. And that means that if they walk into a situation like that nurse in Spain, they're going to get sick, and they're probably going to die. And a lot of health professionals are going to just quit. Emergency department, infectious disease, primary care, ICU. If you think you got a problem now, wait till you get a big rash of these cases, not just in a third world country like Africa, like Sierra Leone. What about if it's in Chicago or St. Louis or any other town or city? As I said on the RINS program last night, we are malignantly incompetent and incapable of handling this epidemic, which will soon be a pandemic. And when it hits pandemic level, Mr. Obama, as incompetent as he is, only showing up for 41.3% of the Situation Room meetings, will just hand it off to somebody, another czar, and they'll just go and slap on us martial law and then force vaccines and tracking with tracker bracelets or chips or whatever the heck they're going to use. And if you go outside, if you're not self-quarantined, you're going to be an enemy combatant and you'll be shoved in the quarantine center, where if you haven't been exposed to Ebola beforehand, your chances if someone in that center is sick with Ebola and spewing droplets, spray, blood, mucus, etc., you're going to get sick.
Right. Well, General Kelly, who's in charge of United States Southern Command, made a statement in the last 2 days that his concern is not so much aircraft coming in from West Africa. His major concern is people with Ebola getting into Central and South America and starting the epidemic all over again in a very similar fashion to what's happened in West Africa. And
then
then people coming north to escape the Ebola, not even knowing they're infected, many of them, coming across our border and getting into the United States.
I think his logic is very, very good, because we see this with a number of diseases. There's a military base in Texas where the doctors and nurses are literally sworn with national security risks. Sworn not to reveal that they themselves, a lot of the doctors and nurses, are getting violently sick from all kinds of unknown infections. The ones they do know, they're having everything from chikungunya to a new form of H1N1 flu to all kinds of bugs, including multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. And if Ebola, and by the way, I had one of our listeners in the first hour, he was apparently was from California, lives in, I think, Nevada, and is now thinking about going to South America. Not, because if Ebola hits to South America, the South Americans, if you think we're incompetent, they take it to the Olympic level.
Right, Doctor. General Kelly points out the following. He says, the traditional and cultural methods of dealing with dead bodies in Central and South America is very similar to the way the culture in West Africa for dealing with dead bodies, which he thinks makes that situation far worse.
Right. So in other words, if Ebola ever gets a foothold in Central and South America, it'll be a dead zone. And you know, I seemingly the voice of Henry Kissinger, because he said back in the 70s, we need to depopulate Africa so the resources will be available to First and Second World. That's, you know, NSM 200 document, 1974. I mean, you got to take these people at their word when they say things and they publish it in actual print.
Absolutely. Well, a quick segue here. Over in Iraq...